This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that racism and race relations are suddenly on the top of the list in terms of people's concerns as they face this very, very spirited election campaign. So how is that going to cut? Is that going to help President Trump in the long term? Or is it going to cause him to lose his bid to defeat Joe Biden? Joe Biden spoke today by video at the funeral of George Floyd. This is the final and the largest of the funeral services. Al Sharpton actually gave the main eulogy for George Floyd. We will get to Joe Biden in just a moment. There is also new information about the economic racial gap. And there's a huge piece by Associated Press that is fascinating and deserves to be read because it really does give some progress toward at least understanding what is going on in the United States in terms of this racial crisis that everyone perceives right now. It's such a crisis that one of the most acclaimed basketball coaches in the world, George Popovich, who's the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, found it necessary to prepare a video, which he released on social media, in which he basically said he felt embarrassed to be white. Here he is, Greg Popovich, comparing George Floyd's death to a classical lynching. Listen.
It's almost, in a strange, counterintuitive sort of way, the best teaching moment of this most recent tragedy, I think, was the look on the officer's face. For white people to see how nonchalant, how casual, how just every day going about his job, so much so that he could just put his left hand in his pocket, wriggle his knee around a little bit to teach this person some sort of a lesson. And it was his right and his duty to do it in his mind. I don't know. I think I'm just embarrassed as a white person to know that that can happen, to actually watch a lynching. You know, we've all seen books, and you look in the books and you see black people hanging up on trees, and you are amazed. But we just saw it again. I never thought I'd see that, you know, with my own eyes in real time.
Okay, obviously Greg Popovich thought that this, posting this particular video was going to contribute to racial healing. I'm not sure that it does. And the same thing goes to the speech by Al Sharpton today, where he focused, at least in part of the speech, on the very specific encounter of Officer Derek Chauvin's knee to the neck of the late George Floyd. And it is now taken as a given that that Derek Chauvin, for some reason, wanted to kill George Floyd. That, in other words, there was intent to murder. That will be something that will be in dispute at the trial. Obviously, there was callous disregard for his welfare it is particularly shocking that with his pleas to remove the knee, to let him try to breathe, that that Chauvin didn't hear any of that. He heard it, but he didn't hear it. He didn't absorb it. He didn't act on it. And all of that is horrific. But the strange aspect of this is one of the more outrageous things that some public figure has said about this was Maxine Waters, the congresswoman from Los Angeles, basically said that there are some cops who just wake up every morning and they want to go out there and find some black person to kill. That's an outrageous slander. And it's not true. And this doesn't say that there are no racist cops. Unfortunately, there are. There are racist people in every line of work, everywhere in this country, all over the place, okay? I don't think it's prevalent. I don't think that most Americans are deeply racist, but some are. And the idea that even someone with deep racial hatred would knowingly try to kill a suspect, knowing what the results would be. I mean, the results are he's sitting in jail with $1 million bail. That's if he meets certain conditions. It could be $1.25 million bail. His wife left him. He's fired from the police department. And there's been lots and lots of appropriate repercussions for him. And what do you think? I mean, this is one of those things, if you could talk to Derek Chauvin, what did he think? Or was he not thinking? The point is, if this was 1 minute or 2 minutes, okay, you can understand. It's the heat of the moment. There's a struggle. But this was no struggle. George Floyd had his hands handcuffed. Did Derek Chauvin not recognize, given the fact that he had 16 complaints, and it's not 18, it's not 17, it's 16, that's what the New York Times is saying, they've actually looked at the records. Most of the records of the 16 complaints against Chauvin have been redacted. They're not there. But that doesn't prevent Greg Popovich from fitting Floyd's death into a historical pattern. Listen.
Black people have been shouldering this burden for 400 years. The only reason this nation has made the progress it has is because of the persistence and patience and effort of black people. The history of our nation from the very beginning, in many ways, was a lie. And we continue to this day, mostly black and brown people, to try to make that lie a truth so that it's no longer a lie. And those rights and privileges are enjoyed by people of color, just like we enjoy them. What's it going to take? Two more black people with knees in their necks? I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. How many more Sandy Hooks do we have to have? It's easy for people to let things go because it doesn't involve them. It's like the neighborhood where you know there's a dangerous corner and you know that something's going to happen someday and nobody does anything. And then a young kid gets killed and the stop sign goes up. Well, without getting too political, we got a lot of stop signs that need to go up quickly because our country is in trouble. And the basic reason is race.
What does Sandy Hook have to do with race? Did I miss something here? The killer, I won't mention his name, the killer was white. The victims were white. I don't think there were any victims of color in Sandy Hook. If you agree with George, Greg Popovich, you can give us a call. We will play some of the highlights from Joe Biden's remarks today at the funeral. Is he going to get himself in political trouble again? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the issue of race and how it's handled by various public figures. I mean, obviously that's the issue of the moment. The most important public figures at the moment are not Greg Popovich, basketball coach, who and setting music to his speculations. What amazes me is this, is he must believe that this is a worthwhile contribution to the public discourse when he is talking about how horrific America is, how horrible America is. Because otherwise, why would he go to the trouble of putting his own meditations on tape and then posting it? It's an amazing, amazing situation. Let me go to Jerry in Seattle. Jerry, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Michael, that clip just absolutely infuriates me. That cop in no way represents all white people. Nobody's made him our representative, and in the same way he in no way represents all police officers. And it's absolutely stupid for people to think that because you're white, you need to apologize. That's as dumb as asking somebody who's black to apologize for being black. We're all people. That's the bottom line. We're either good-hearted or we're bad-hearted. When people have a bad heart, they do not represent everybody else. I don't think the Ku Klux Klan ever was the majority of white people in our country. They were bad people, for sure, and they still are if they're a part of that. But they in no way represent white people as a whole.
Well, see, that part of what is so lamentable about Greg Popovich and what he said is it denies the very long history going back to the 1600s of white people in America being committed and in some cases literally risking their lives long before the Civil War to make the cause for abolition, to get rid of slavery. The first anti-slavery society in the world was in what later became the United States, in Philadelphia. It was started by white Quakers at that point. And throughout the entire history of the United States as an independent republic, there were very prominent people who risked a great deal to oppose this evil institution. And that ought to be recognized. Certainly something that Frederick Douglass recognized, because he worked with some of those people. And yes, I do think abolitionists were heroes. And I think defenders of slavery were not only wrong, but even defenders of slavery who otherwise might have made contributions to building the republic have a lot to answer for. Hey, listen, Jerry, I appreciate your call and your perspective. Let me go quickly to Rufus in Gig Harbor, Washington. Rufus, you're on the Medved Show.
Thank you, Michael. I was listening to you on the way in and heard that you referred to Floyd as a victim. And on one sense, that's true. Certainly the officer...
What do you mean in one sense?
Officer,
I mean...
Well, he was a criminal, and I think part of the problem here, generally speaking, is that when people become confrontational with law enforcement, the end results are never good. They never are. And I think the public
I think
needs
that's
to
an important lesson.
That.
However, hold on, Rufus. What evidence do you have that he was confrontational?
Well, I just saw a very interesting video from Candace this morning on YouTube. It's a black woman who's a commentator.
Right, Candace Owens, right, go ahead.
And she really nailed it. I mean, she really nailed it. What she said, black people are the only culture in this country that celebrate criminals. She said nobody else does. And
okay,
said, that's
first of all, I'm afraid that's not true. I mean, we have a long history of celebrating criminals in entertainment and story and song. And you can even say going back to Robin Hood, but leave that alone for a moment. In terms of George Floyd, look, let me bring in something else. I got an email from Tim in Suquamish who says, Reverend Sharpton referred to George Floyd as an ordinary black man. Really? Somebody who goes to prison multiple times is considered an ordinary representative of his community? Is that not a racist comment on its face? And I think there is a problem here, which is, for instance, the New York Times ran a tribute to George Floyd today, day of his funeral, and it was very glowing, and it left out the fact that he had participated in the home invasion robbery. He had gone to prison for 4 years for that. He had been jailed twice before. Now, having said all of that, he appears to have been a kind, decent guy who had a very serious drug problem. He was also, and this, of course, is not mentioned ever, the New York Times in their lengthy three-page tribute to George Floyd never mentioned that the autopsy performed in Hennepin County found cannabis, morphine, methamphetamines, and fentanyl in his body at the time of his death. Does that make his killing okay? Of course not. His killing is abysmal, and this is the point. Referring to him as a criminal, Rufus, I don't think is helpful or appropriate, because at the moment that he was being arrested, he had already been subdued. He had handcuffs on. And what I don't understand, can you think of any conceivable reason that Officer Chauvin would put his knee on his neck?
I'm not condoning what the officer did at all.
Oh,
when
good.
The man is handcuffed,
good.
He's clearly in
good.
But I don't
good.
Think that, I guess my objection is that for all the reasons that you just listed, he was not a good man. A good man does not.
Well,
go into
again,
a
we'll let God determine that. We'll let God determine whether he is a good man or not. I think the idea that he should be held up as a role model in any sense, I think if that's what you're getting at, Rufus, I am in complete agreement with you. The thing that bothers me about this is there are so many black heroes out there right now in America, and people who are making a heroic contribution, a lot of them as cops, a lot of them in our military, a lot of them in government. In other words, the idea that there are more tributes to George Floyd than, say, to, oh, take Elijah Cummings, who was in Congress for years and years and years and died while he was seemingly in the full vigor of his partisan Democrat. But still, think about the attention that is being given here to George Floyd as an ordinary black man. I think that, yes, there are ways in which people could take that part of Reverend Al's speech and have some real problems with it. We'll be right back with what Joe Biden had to say coming up.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final memorial service set in Houston, Texas for George Floyd has concluded. Jack Brewer is an ordained minister and former NFL player. He tells Fox News, now is the time when we need to heal as a nation.
Today is the day. This is the moment. I think this is that catalyst. Because everyone who's watching this, everyone who's felt all these emotions, we're all feeling the same thing.
Cristobal is not done yet. The tropical depression will bring heavy rain and possibly flooding to areas of the Midwest. The storm brought heavy rains, fierce wind, and flooding when it came on shore Sunday in Louisiana. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley, with that rain then spreading into Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. And President Trump set to get back out on the campaign trail and hold rallies. The president will be taking precautions at those rallies, including temperature checks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Joe Biden spoke for a little bit more than 5 minutes by video hookup to the funeral of George Floyd today in Houston. The official line was that he didn't come and participate directly in the funeral, as many other Democratic politicians did, most of them local Houston politicians, but many others as well. Sheila Jackson Lee spoke. Al Green spoke. And Joe Biden actually addressed his comments to the six-year-old daughter of George Floyd. Her name is Gianna. And Joe Biden, the former vice president, said, "Daddy is so proud of you. You're so brave. Daddy's looking down. He's proud of you. I know you missed that bear hug riding on his shoulders so you could touch the sky." And then he added this after addressing a whole series of accounts to the six-year-old daughter of the murdered man. Here's Joe Biden.
"No child should have to ask questions that too many black children have had to ask for generations. Why? Why is Daddy gone? Looking through your eyes, we should also be asking ourselves why the answer is so often too cruel and painful. Why in this nation do too many black Americans wake up knowing that they could lose their life in the course of just living their life? Why does justice not roll like a river, nor righteousness like a mighty stream? Why?"
Joe Biden. Now, of course, when he talks about losing your life just from living your life, the implication is that you're in perpetual danger from the police. That's not true. What is true is that black people are in extremely disproportionate danger because of where they live because of the presence of various gangs, from violence by criminals, but not by cops. However, you'll notice that Biden threads the needle fairly carefully in his emotional address, which is supposed to demonstrate what I know his admirers consider to be his best qualification to be president. His best qualification to be president, according to people who love Joe Biden and admire him, is his empathy. He has suffered a lot in his life. If you've had your young wife killed together with your baby daughter in a traffic accident that critically wounded his two surviving sons, if that happened to you when you were 29, and it did, you've suffered. You have some empathy for other people. He's trying to project that here. He concluded his brief remarks this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to deal with the denial and promise of this nation to so many people for so long. It's about who we are, what we believe, and maybe most importantly, who we want to be, to ensure that all men and women are not only created equal, but are treated equally. We can heal this nation's wounds and remember its pain, not callous the heart and forget.
Okay, one of the things that is very striking here is, of course, how much better Joe Biden is when he's working with a teleprompter. And also, hats off, he has gotten a big improvement in his speechwriting team. The line about not all men are just created equal but need to be treated equally, it's a powerful line. And I think that what Joe Biden was doing by sending this brief tribute was the right thing to do, and he comes off well from it. And the notion that this has to be a partisan matter, well, it doesn't. But when he talks about being treated equally, there's a big piece today which has the headline, Economic Racial Gap Has Barely Budged. It's a piece by Associated Press and a reporter named Paul Wiseman. And he begins by saying, the United States has been here before, staring into the deep chasm that divides white and black Americans. And he then writes, once again, racial inequality underlies rage and despair, especially because the unrest coincides with an economic and health calamity, one that's falling hardest yet again on African Americans. And then he breaks it down. And this is where it gets absolutely fascinating, because at least he's an honest enough reporter to give you some real numbers. He writes, quotes Monica Lewis Patrick saying, people are mad as hell. She is president of the community group, We the People of Detroit. We can't be the wealthiest nation or declare ourselves the wealthiest nation in the world and still have these major inequities and disparities that are glaringly based on race. Okay, in terms of income, between 1968 and 2018, for 50 years, median income for black households adjusted for inflation rose 37%, from $30,155 to $41,400. In percentage terms, that outpaced the 31% growth in household income for whites. Do whites still have an advantage? Yes, but a much less of an advantage than they did 50 years ago. The income gap remains wide, even though African Americans have vastly upgraded their educational attainment. The proportion of black Americans with a high school diploma has surged. In 1968, 50 years ago, only half, 54%, got a high school diploma. Now, it's 92%, which is virtually identical to the percentage for white people. The share with a college degree has risen from 9% 50 years ago to 23% over that period, according to government figures compiled by the Economic Policy Institute. The poverty rate for black Americans has also dropped from 55% in 1959 to 35% in 1968 to 21% in 2018. The white rate is, meanwhile, much less. It has barely budged around 10%. But in other words, if there is no additional poverty for white people, and there has been this dramatic decrease in the number of poor black people, where it's gone down from 55% in 1959, described as poor, to 21% today, isn't that the kind of progress that ought to be acknowledged? And he says here in the column, he says, the official poverty rate may understate African Americans' progress because it excludes the effect of non-cash government programs such as food stamps and Medicaid. In other words, there may be even fewer than the 21% of black people if they counted the money that some of those individuals receive from government. The unemployment rate for African Americans has typically hovered around twice the rate for whites, but beginning last year, that's under President Trump, the record-breaking economic expansion that began in June 2019 had finally begun to pay off for African Americans. The jobless rate dropped from 16.8% in 2010, that's under Obama, all the way down to 5.4%. In other words, the unemployment rate was cut by two-thirds in August of last year. That progress ended abruptly once the coronavirus recession wiped out tens of millions of jobs in March and April. Okay, but the fact that, people did get jobs and it got close to be so close to the number of people actually working within 2% in terms of the percentage of the people eligible to work who actually had jobs, within 2% of white people. That is a closing gap. It is good news. And it shouldn't be cause for hand-wringing. It should be cause for celebration and encouragement. We'll be right back.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show, there's a great imposition of political correctness on virtually every aspect of American life. And I'm actually kind of surprised that it's even infected the world of Looney Tunes, which is, of course... Well, of course, the music, I think, brings back memories, great memories of time very well spent in our youth. Didn't everybody at least watch some Looney Tunes, Elmer Fudd, Bugs Bunny cartoons when you were younger? Well, HBO Max has been premiering the remake of Looney Tunes cartoons, and these are new cartoons based on the same characters, but... the headline is, We're Not Doing Guns. Elmer Fudd, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your point of view, was stripped of his rifle in the Looney Tunes reboot.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
So how do you hunt wabbits without a gun? A bow and arrow? I'm not sure. The executive producer told the New York Times that weapons such as dynamite... and other Acme stuff will be used in the series, but not guns. Peter Braungart said, we're not doing guns, but we can do cartoony violence. TNT, the Acme stuff, all that was kind of grandfathered in. The character Yosemite Sam will also not be using guns as weapons, according to sources. Instead
I'll
of a gun, Bud...
I'll set my wabbit twap.
Instead of a gun, Elmer Fudd now is going to be using a scythe to try to catch his nemesis, Bugs Bunny. A scythe? That's more gruesome than a gun. The series will feature 200 new episodes. It's a lot, starring fan favorites such as Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and Sylvester the Cat. I wonder about Tweety Pie. I imagine her, too. What's interesting to me is how do they get away with... Elmer Fudd clearly has a speech defect, right? That's not a problem with the new Looney Tunes. Then there's this. There's a member of Congress, well, she's an observer in Congress, Representative Stacey Plaskett, who represents the U.S. Virgin Islands. And this is in the context of everything... Everything involves racism right now. I don't know if the characterization of Elmer Fudd as a stuttering or speech defected white male accounts. But in any event, everything else does. She was on MSNBC, and she said that her beautiful part of the country, and yes, Virgin Islands are part of the United States, that the American Virgin Islands are a subject of systemic racism. How? Listen.
I want people to remember that the Virgin Islands, 4 million people that live in the territories, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, the other territories, do not have the ability to vote for the commander-in-chief, even though we serve in more numbers per capita than many, than most all of the states, actually. It's that systemic racism that during the insular cases in the 1900s, said the people, inhabitants of the territories, are alien races that cannot understand Anglo-Saxon principles of law, and therefore should not have the privilege of being able to vote for president, nor having a full voice in this Congress. Those are the things that we're fighting for, the systemic racism that occurs throughout this country that needs to be dismantled.
Okay, Puerto Rico is different because Puerto Rico does have millions of people who live there. And, of course, there are issues about whether a statehood should be a possibility or not. But the Virgin Islands, I looked it up. The population of Virgin Islands is majority African-American, but it's also 108,000. Where, how do you, given the fact that Virgin Islands have a different government, it's considered a different territory entirely from Puerto Rico, and what do you do about getting them to vote as long as you have the Electoral College existing? Now, I'm sure that Representative Plaskett doesn't like the Electoral College either, but that is part of the Constitution. And there's actually a new movie that's about a one of the biggest constitutional controversies we've had, in 50 years. Roe v. Wade, remember that? That discovered in the Constitution a right to abortion that nobody had ever suspected was there? Well, that happened in 1973. There's a new film just released. It's called A.K.A. Jane Doe. And it's all about the real-life woman who was Jane Roe, it is, actually. She was Roe in Roe v. Wade. That new movie, reviewed right here.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Norma McCorvey was the original plaintiff in the epic court case Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion everywhere. And now she's the subject of a controversial new documentary that's riveting, thought-provoking, and very disturbing. It's called A.K.A. Jane Roe.
This is my deathbed confession. I'm Norma McCorvey, A.K.A. Jane Roe.
And McCorvey did die shortly before completing this film, with her much-hyped deathbed confession involving the fact that the nearly 25 years she spent as a pro-life advocate and opposing legalized abortion were all a sham, done only for money. But the film itself, full of riveting documentary footage from the time, shows someone who seemed completely sincere in her Christian conversion and was, even according to those who knew her best, completely happy with it. 2.5 stars for A.K.A. Jane Roe, as troubled, tormented, and contradictory as its main character. When I say it's contradictory, it's fascinating because they are honest enough in the film to actually feature some of the recollections of some of the pro-life activists who worked with Jane Roe when she was taking the pro-life stand. And you may remember that. She spoke every year. They would have memorial services in behalf of the unborn. And one of those activists was confronted by her so-called deathbed confession on camera and reacts very emotionally. His name is Rob Schenck. And a very thoughtful and fascinating commentary. The thing that's peculiar in the film is it never once raises what I think is a very common objection to Roe v. Wade, which is not simply the legalization of abortion. It's the idea of trying to use the Constitution to change law when it clearly has nothing to do with anything that is said or even hinted at in the Constitution. And that whole aspect of the anti-Roe v. Wade argument is just never stated. Jeremy reminds me that I should remind you that time is running out on something. I mean, aside from the show today. But time is running out on your ability to become a medhead and to get 50% off every title available in the MedVed History Store. Those downloads are available 50% off for all annual MedHead members. And right now, what time is running out on is our spring sale. Because time is running out on spring. And coming up in June 21st is the first day of summer. So check out Spring 40. Use the promo code Spring 40. You save $20. It comes down to 11 cents a day. Please join us as a MedHead member. You get 24/7 access to this show or any part of the show you want to hear. You get that all for 11 cents a day, commercial free. Okay, what will a cop-free world that a lot of people on the left appear to want? What would that actually look like? And folks are saying that what will happen is a lot of the police functions will be taken over by members of clergy, and social workers. We will talk about how feasible that is and what that would actually look like next time on the MedVed Show. There's also a huge study that was done by the Imperial College in London that suggests that 60 million Americans would have gotten sick from coronavirus if it hadn't been for the lockdowns. 500 million people around the world. That's staggering. Okay. Alex Berenson says, former reporter for the New York Times, that's bunk. He challenges those widely circulated figures and more next time on The Michael Medved Show in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.